Boasters of the Moulin Rouge by John Peacock. The Boneless Wonder, with Stephen Thorne as Valentin Renaudin, Margareta Scott as Celine Renaudin, and Francis Barber as Louise Weber.
There are no addresses, Monsieur Renaudin. He meets them everywhere, the bistros, the cabarets, the boulevard, the parks, everywhere. I know. I do know, monsieur, I do know. When he takes me out, if he takes me out, it is no longer to enjoy my company, but for the pleasure of the company around us. No more little attentions, not for me. Not even common courtesy for me most of the time. I simply make his walks respectable. Well, his eyes are everywhere. His eyes and his thoughts are constantly on others, on conquests. And he does have conquest, Monsieur Renaudin. Other women, whatever your brother says, I know. I know, for instance, that he once picked up a woman during mass at the Saint-Pierre.
Well, you saw this incident, Madame Goujon? You were there?
His eyes afterwards.
Oh.
When he came home.
Uh-huh.
You can tell when there's deceit. No, the monster of a fishmonger I married doesn't have addresses, Monsieur Renaudin. No nest. It's a room here, a room there. Montmartre has become a vulgar slum where rooms are easy. A room can be a doorway. A room can be a table at the Café Noir. A box at Ziegler's Moulin Rouge. The landing of any building on the Rue Lepic.
My brother Theo, who you've been seeing until today, has been following your husband. There seems to be no evidence of other women, Madame Goujon. these papers report...
They're wrong.
My brother Theo suggests that if you do want to divorce Monsieur Goujon, then you should...
Divorce? I don't want a divorce. I just want him to know that I know all about his dirty liaisons.
But if there are no liaisons...
There are. So what am I to do? What am I to do?
I don't know, madame.
I love him.
Cakes, cakes. Theo, you always bring me cream cakes from Fauchon when you wish to speak about something unpleasant. Mm. The older I get, the fatter I get. Strawberry gâteau. It must be Valentin.
You're absolutely right, of course.
When your father was alive, he came to the point. No tittle-tattling behind anyone's back. If he wanted to talk about Valentin, then Valentin would have been here.
When father was alive, he didn't have Valentin working in the firm.
I could read you like a book. You've been up to something, haven't you? Huh? Mm. Oh, the guilt oozes out of you like the cream in that gutter. Where is Valentin now?
In the office. I've given him a divorce case to work on.
He doesn't know you're here.
Of course not.
So you'll expect me to lie to him tonight?
Well...
Oh, it's not fair. We live in the same house.
You'll do it very well.
Is Michel joining us?
Yes.
Good. Well, big businessman, smart suit. I like that. There must be a lot of misery in Montmartre.
There is. But the wise man doesn't take it too seriously. Now... About Valentin.
You'd better slice that cake, darling boy. Sweeten your mother up first, eh?
Could I see your notes, Monsieur Valentin?
My notes?
Yes, I want to see your notes.
They're just my usual notes, Madame Goujon. The kind of notes that I write for every interview.
I want to see your notes.
Notes are a very personal thing to... to look at someone's notes is to look at a person's deepest...
Oh, never mind all that. I want to see your notes.
I was not speaking lightly.
Your notes, monsieur.
Very well.
Doodles. You must be the brother who once owned a wine shop. I've heard all about you. My friend, Madame Bertin, said I'd be all right. The Renaudins will see that you're all right, Alice. As long as you don't get the one who had the wine shop.
Is everything all right, Monsieur Valentin?
I won't assume Monsieur Theo Renaudin. My appointment was with Theo Renaudin.
I'm afraid he's not here this afternoon, Madame Goujon. Madame Goujon.
He's the one who was looking after me.
He's had to attend a meeting, Madame, urgently. There's been a problem.
A staff problem.
As head of the company, Mother, we would like you to talk to Valentin and persuade him to offer his resignation.
You want my permission to sack him?
The essence.
What do you have to say, Michel? Or are you just here for the cake?
Times are not what they were, Mother. Cabarets and café concerts are opening all the time. We're dealing with all sorts now, all classes, men and women of the world, I say. All sorts. We need a partner with a bit of go about him. Somebody who'll take a case and follow it through. Since Father's death, there have only been two partners, Theo and myself. If Valentin was made a partner, that wouldn't be three again, as you might suppose. It would be less than two, because Theo and I would be doing half his work for him. In the Renaudin office, 2 + 1 would make little over 1.5. It's all very well if you only want somebody to sit there cracking their fingers.
Or biting their nails.
Immaculate nails show ambition.
Valentin has no ambition. Father gave him the wine shop. It failed because he never wanted 2 wine shops. It failed because when the shop next door became vacant, he didn't even want to make a bigger wine shop.
Theo.
He has never wanted.
Theo.
He has never shown an interest in anything.
Theo, that is his tragedy.
It could be ours.
You may not dismiss him.
Oh, but...
No, no, no.
Mother.
Absolutely not.
Oh. Very well, then.
Oh, there's more. Why do I always underestimate you?
We offered the partnership to Georges Tabar this morning.
Valentin is twice his age. Must you humiliate your brother so much?
Precisely, Mother. We thought it would be less humiliating if he were to resign.
No. No, I won't ask him. Oh. Go ahead, Theo. Promote Georges Tabar. If Valentin resigns, then that's up to him. But I want none of it.
No. Ah, Georges.
Monsieur Valentin?
It's still here, then.
On my way.
thank you for telling me what you told me this morning about... this.
I didn't want you to learn of my good fortune any other way, sir.
No, quite. Well, thank you.
Your coat, sir?
Your name will be on this door. Tomorrow?
Probably not till Thursday.
You must be very pleased. Look, you deserve it. Pleased, though, shouldn't wonder.
It's what I've always wanted. It's been my ambition, you might say. I've dreamed of it.
I've never dreamed of anything. I've never wanted anything so much it's made me dream of it. You can't be ambitious if you don't know what you want until you know. Maybe one day I will know. Like the road to Damascus. Blinding flash, and Saul will be Paul.
maybe tomorrow, Monsieur Valentin.
Yes. Yes, maybe tomorrow.
On the Boulevard Clichy.
What?
Well, on the Boulevard Clichy, La Reine Blanche became the Moulin Rouge, and Monsieur Goujon, well, God knows what he became. Can I get you a carriage, sir?
No, thank you. I'll walk home.
Good night, then.
Yes. Good night. Oh, God. Not everyone can crack their fingers, Valentin.
Hey!
Which way are you going, you stupid bloody
radio?
But I'm...
Wet?
Your carriage.
Piss yourself more like.
Come on, Lou, we'll get soaked.
He pissed his pants and he's trying to blame it on the carriage.
Well, it was the carriage.
All right, maybe it was.
Here. A kiss from Lagaloo would dry them out.
Lou, hurry up.
There you are.
Ooh, steaming already.
Valentin? Valentin? It is you, Valentin.
Yes.
Did you have a good day?
Oh, you know, usual. Any visitors?
Oh, no one hardly ever visits me, you know that.
I'll go upstairs.
You're not eating?
Oh, no, I can't be doing with that, with food tonight. Besides, I must change. I'm wet through, Maman. I was talking to Georges Tabar today. Young Georges Tabar?
Oh?
Yes, the partnership, about the partnership. I shall turn it down if it's offered to me. I want Georges to have it.
Valentin.
Well, it's not up my street, not responsibility. Look at the wine shop, eh? Look at the wine shop. I mean, I'm very sorry to disappoint my darling mother, but, well, the truth is, I'm not interested. No, rather be doing things, other things. Clerical. This Goujon case, finish that, of course.
Oh, yes.
Well then.
That interests you more, does it? Clerical work?
Yes. Most positively. Accounting, you know, the thing. See what I make of that. Always said there must be something.
There is. There will be. Come on. I know you don't want to eat. I know you want to change. But let's drink to that. That something.
Mother, it's...
I want to drink with my favourite son. I insist, Valentin. I will not toast you in your absence.
No.
Oh.
Something must happen. Oh, God. Something must happen. Sometimes you wake up in the night, you can't believe you're really existing here. Can't believe it's real, any of it. Can't believe there's nothing you want to do, nothing you can do. Everyone wants to do something, Valentin. Valentin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. La, la, la. La, 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 da, dee, 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 dee.
Check this to nobody out there, Gerard.
Oh, Mom, leave that piano alone.
I'm waiting for Lou.
You're always waiting for Lou, Mom.
That's what I do.
All empty, Monsieur Allaire. Just the girls.
You can wait without playing the piano.
Monsieur Allaire?
miserable old bugger.
Good night, Mum.
Lou! Are we going to eat or aren't we?
Food, food, food.
I shan't wait about much longer.
Why don't you go now? I'll take you for a meal.
Gerard, see what she's up to, will you?
But...
Lou!
Tut, tut.
It's only a chocolate.
Stay to these clothes, my girl. You ought to go on a diet. Now, look at these stitches. Stretch to breaking point.
Oh, don't you start.
No!
It's true. You wait. You won't be able to get your feet off the ground, let alone up above your head. You won't get a partner till you pull your stays in a bit.
I'll be scratching my ear with my big toe when you're gone, Annie.
Too fat for the dance, then what?
No!
Oh, I wish I was your age again. I wouldn't be cramming my beautiful body with rubbish.
Mum's calling you.
I'm not deaf.
Well, then?
Well, then what?
Gerard, out. Ladies only here.
Well, then why don't you answer?
No!
Coming!
Got us!
Oh, tomorrow.
Louise! Leave that garter!
Oh, bloody garters.
Mum's waiting outside with Nini.
Uh-huh. Who's that?
Some drunk.
Let's see his face.
Keep in mind, he's covered in sick.
Not enough to cover the smell of... fish? He's here every night, poor sod, trying to look up my drawers. Let's give him something to think about, eh, Gerard?
What?
My garter. Think how you got that.
I'll get him into a cab.
Yeah.
Isn't life a bitch, monsieur?
Madame Goujon brought that garter in this morning, Valentin.
Oh.
It seems Monsieur Goujon came across it at the Moulin Rouge last night. See if you can find out who it belongs to. Eh?
The Moulin...
It used to be La Reine Blanche.
I know, but
Boulevard
I've never...
Boulevard Clichy.
Yes?
Georges said Goujon normally gets there around 9. Plenty of time before the quadrille, yes?
Yes.
Don't forget the photograph, Valentin, to identify him.
I won't.
God, this dress.
Your garterman's not here.
Yes, he is.
I can't see him.
Switch tables, 25. Who's the cop with the top hat?
Oh, never seen him before. Slamming, is he?
I'm going to dance right up to him and do the hat. Kick his hat off with my left big toe.
Here you go.
Whoa.
What are you looking at your hat like that for?
What?
Your hat, dear.
Oh, I was afraid it was marked.
Is it?
No.
Did you discover anything? Can Madame Goujon get her divorce and live happily ever after? Huh? What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Was he there?
Yes, Monsieur Goujon was there.
Well, is there another woman? Did you solve anything?
I'm not sure. I think I shall have to go there again. Yes, I shall.
What on earth are you doing? Your hat! You're taking your hat upstairs.
Why not?
What are you doing?
Dancing!
Are you tipsy?
Ta-da!
What on earth?
At 46, Damascus. 281, 285, 300, 111, 17, 328, 9876543 21, and nothing.
Pardon?
They've ruined my life. Combinations of those scrawls on paper.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about, Monsieur Valentin.
No matter. The 5, the 3 and the 0 are all that interest me. The time I leave tonight, Adele. 5:30. 2 cracks of my fingers. And 5:30.
Come in.
It's me, Valentin. I shall be going now, Georges. Monsieur Tabard.
It's only 5:30, isn't it?
Yes. Never left before 6. Any job, except this one. Here, now. Working tonight, you see.
The Goujon business?
Well, exactly. Exactly. Interesting business, the Goujon. Must be there when he arrives, so, if you could tell my brother. Yes, thank you.
Monsieur Valentin,
Monsieur
Theo said, would you tell your mother family tea on Thursday the 29th, after Monsieur Eiffel's Tower?
Thank you. Good night, Adele.
Good night, Valentin.
Monsieur.
Some shoes, please, madame.
What kind of shoes, monsieur?
Black shoes. Shiny shoes.
Monsieur?
Dancing shoes.
Renaudin, have I the pleasure of addressing Monsieur Renaudin?
Good evening, yes.
May I introduce myself? Goujon. Henri Goujon. I understand that you are, what should we say, watching me on behalf of my wife, yes? It's no secret. I pay your bills. I thought it would save you, well, both of us, a lot of trouble if we can have a little talk together. Maybe in the garden? I can't stand May Belford.
Of course.
By the giant elephants. We'll be back in time for the show, never fear. For 40 years I've sold fish. The cigars help. The aroma. Will you?
Thank you, no.
I didn't, spot you before last night.
No.
You're new to the Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
I've been coming here since shortly after it opened. But I expect you know all that.
We, well, my brother, anyway, well, yes, we do know quite a bit. But this week is the first time I've done anything of this nature. Office normally, you know.
I should be quite truthful with you, Renaudin. Good fellow, dad, tell a lie with an elephant breathing down your neck, dare you, eh? I don't want to lose my wife, and neither does she want to lose me. You smell this fish. 40 years of mullets, scallops and cod, and my wife thinks I have mistresses. She's told you that, yes?
We're not allowed to discuss, sir.
She has. I come here every night, Renaudin. She's right on that score. My eyes are everywhere. I don't deny that. But I don't do anything. I sit here every night watching people doing all the things I would do if I had the nerve, but never could or would. A vicarious existence. That's a long way from a fishmonger to a zeedler. But I'm all of them. I'm Monsieur Carnet over there, who picks up delicious 14-year-old girls from their mothers in exchange for a few francs and takes them off behind the stage for a fumble. Or for 20 times that, takes them home. I'm the man La Goulou dances for. The only one. The man she throws her foot over her head for. I'm the pimp who creams off the best of his tarts and whose girls will do anything for you. And I mean anything. Madame Goujon thinks I'm the wild Lothario, bedded by old Paris, who somehow always comes back to her, but who one day may not. She doesn't understand that all I want is fuel for my dreams. And here they're met. The shout, the can-can. I sit there with my two glasses of absinthe and my cigars, and I look. Sometimes I have four glasses. The other night, I had six, and they sent me home in a carriage with the garter in my pocket.
This one?
I thought so. Do you know whose it is? May I?
No, I'm sorry.
Ah, evidence.
Client's property.
Anyway, Valentine, there are no women, so you may go home and pocket your expenses. Or stay here. The shout is about to start.
Clear! The floor, please!
Huh?
Messieurs! Madame! For the shower!
You're staying?
A while.
He's staying. I want you to know, my dear fellow Renaudin, you can safely swear on your mother's life that I have no women anywhere. And whatever you want to do here, I shall swear I never saw you do it.
Take this garter, Monsieur Goujon. Oh,
no, no, no. What? If she finds that in my pocket, she'll think I've been up both lengths. Shout! Shout! Shout!
Something for Monsieur?
Absinthe, madame.
Glorious summer tale.
It is, and in every way.
Is that the monitoress talking?
In every way.
It must be if you're so happy I have to buy my own cakes. I do so love it when you bring Marcel and the children. How was Monsieur Eiffel's tower?
Totally splendid. The exposition's given us nothing else. It's given us Monsieur Eiffel's tower.
And the Moulin Rouge.
Ah, the Eiffel Tower. You'd have seen it with us if Valentin had passed on the message.
No matter. He's too busy. And me? I'm too old for heights.
How is Valentin, Mother?
Happier these 3 weeks, don't you think, Dale?
Certainly in the office.
Thanks to Madame Goujon.
Why Madame Goujon?
Well, it's her husband who's occupying him every night.
Oh, really?
Why do you say, oh, really, like that?
Like what?
Come on.
Madame Goujon has not been a client of ours for the last 2 weeks. We insisted her husband did not have mistresses all over Paris, so she went to another solicitor declaring us incompetent.
You are dreadful, Theo. Oh, God, you are.
I'm telling you the truth.
I don't believe you.
Nana!
It's true, Mother. Marie, just a minute.
He hasn't been on the Goujon case for 2 weeks.
Can I see Uncle Valentin? Where's Uncle Valentin?
He's not here today, darling.
Where could he be?
Be quiet. Tell Papa to be quiet, Marie, eh?
There's no reason for him to be at the Moulin.
Nana says you're to be quiet, Papa.
I think Uncle Valentin's being a naughty boy somewhere.
Person's never been to the Moulin Rouge, then they've no idea. No idea at all. In the evening, the small show starts at 8 o'clock, but it's not till 9:30 that the real dance starts. The Grand Galop!
Valentin.
Oh, maman, the first time you see it, it boils onto the floor with its splits and its high kicks and its cartwheels. Every foot is like a bird, wheeling, soaring in circles, sheeing down to land, then taking off again the second it taps the ground. The chahoot, chaos. Oh, it goes on till 12, sometimes later. The whole floor teeming with lace and frills and La Goulou, Louise Weber, the washerwoman, whirling higher and wider than the rest until she displays her pretty bottom on which is painted a red heart on the seat of her drawers, her black silk drawers, maman.
But what do you do, for heaven's sake, Valentin?
I dance.
You, darling, dance?
Yes.
But I don't...
Like you've never seen me, like nobody's ever seen me.
With whom do you dance?
The glutton, La Goulou.
She? With the heart on her drawers?
Yes, Mother. She with the heart on her drawers.
But, oh, my dear boy.
Champagne, Mother.
Yes, oh, yes. Oh, let me see you dance, Valentin. Let me see you dance.
Come to the Moulin Rouge.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Please.
I always thought you were mad. You're mad. You are mad. Quite.
Please.
Quite insane. Too late for me. I had to leave.
Did you enjoy it?
I thought you were very good, my darling boy. A little loud for my age.
Well, of course.
But I'm so happy for you. To see you happy.
Yes.
There were a great many people there. Is it the same every night?
Ziedler says 2,000 a night. Scattered, of course, throughout the moulin.
2,000?
Sometimes more, maman.
And how many of those people would you suspect have solicitors?
Most of them are businessmen.
Yes.
I see.
I think we should keep your secret between ourselves for the time being, don't you?
Well, I hadn't thought.
Of course not. Why should you? You're not interested in the Renaudin office. After all, in the Renaudin office, they don't wear red hearts on their knickers. Do they call you Renaudin?
No. The dancers have other names, special names.
And what is yours?
The Boneless Wonder.
The what, darling? Oh, that's very good, very nice. The Boneless Wonder. Because of the way you dance?
What's happening is right for me. I love it. I'm not going to allow myself to care about what people say or think. Not even you. This is my time.
Theo and Michelle will care very much. You will be discreet, Valentin.
I'm not dancing for recognition.
But you will be discreet.
Well, I've said I'm not dancing for recognition.
But you will be discreet, Valentin.
Yes, I will be discreet.
Oh, no. No, Louise, my dear, let me tell you. Sherry is no good. We've had sherry. This is better for you. Much better.
The trek makes everybody look bloody awful.
Oh, he couldn't do that with you.
Oh, no? Look what he did to Yvette. Goose shit, she said. Well, think what he could do to me.
Yes, but look at Yvette. Not a pretty girl by any stretch of the imagination. The man paints what he sees. The man has a vision of his own. I like it.
Well, I don't.
Well, I'm afraid it's too late. He delivered the new posters today. Oh, beautiful. They're very artistic. Wait till you see them.
Get out.
You think I throw my money away on good publicity? I know what brings people in. This poster all over Paris.
Am I solo?
Well, almost.
What do you mean, almost?
Well, you're dancing.
Am I solo?
Well, there is... What would you say? Half shadowy figure in the foreground.
Good grief. My God.
Boneless! See how I make you famous? You on my poster all over Paris.
excuse me, but I don't really feel that I should be here.
No, George, you stay. You have a right to be here. You are a partner.
But Monsieur Valentin may not...
Don't leave on my account, George. I don't mind your being here listening to what I have to say. Look at me. I'm 46, I'm sorry, but I don't care why the Moulin Rouge was open, nor what its reputation is.
Don't you think you should?
No! It's enough for me. Enough that it happens to be there, just there, giving me excitement and fulfillment that nothing has ever given me. I'm not interested in you, your wives, your children, or the firm. I'll not give it up.
And what do we say to our clients?
Well, I don't care what you say. What do you want to say, hmm? I mean, do you have to say anything? You don't have to make excuses for me, you know?
You cannot dance at the Moulin Rouge and work here, Valentin.
I know that very well.
Valentin.
Don't patronize me! Be glad for once that I feel so strongly about something.
You're being absurd.
No, 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 I'm being, well, I'll leave you all alone. Stay away for a week, a month, however long. But to stay out there without the joy I feel, to stop that, then I would be being really absurd.
Will they pay you?
You'll only come crawling back.
Maman, I would pay them.
So, my boneless Renaudin, you've joined the ranks of those whose lives I lead vicariously, eh? The poster, good fellow, the poster.
Ah, the poster.
See that fellow over there? Now, don't look now. Red tie. What are you having, by the way?
Wine, white, thank you.
Take a look at him now. See him? One white, one absinthe.
Monsieur.
Yes. Red tie, dark suit, about 30.
Cigar, smooth. The new solicitor.
Ah.
Madame Goujon, my dear Dolly's new solicitor. Not so good as your brother, but better than you, I'm afraid. He's told Wifey that there are no mistresses.
Monsieur.
Thanks.
Let's go into the garden, shall we? Cheaper than you were. She doesn't believe him, of course. Oh, perishing monkeys. Perishing women. Mind, I do love Dolly. We're to have the novelty of the season here, you heard. This farting fellow sings through his arse, apparently. Oh, blows out a candle at 8 paces, so they say. Worth a franc or two, eh? An arse like that. Now, let me share a last drink with you.
A last drink? What are you talking about? Well, I shall be here every afternoon, every night. Didn't I tell you I'm here? I have no other job than this. My vocation.
For which you'll get paid not a sou, I'll be bound.
Ah, but my tedious accounting, 3 and 6 and 9, 7 or 18, and 5 and 8, and so on and so on, and 3 and 6 and so forth, gone! Behind me! Like a donkey's tail, Goujon. A thing of the past! Well, maybe of the future, but not of the present.
Exactly. I shan't speak to you. I don't want to lose the glamour of my evenings by truthing it with you. I want to carry on wondering about that sliver of what looks like phi above La Monde Garter. I still want to know what Goulou does when she leaves here. You will know, not me. Not Goujon. You might tell me what I ate to know, and if it's not what I imagine, why the floor will be splattered with a fishmonger's smashed dreams. So whatever you find out, don't tell me. Hey, Red Tie's approaching. But seriously, are you happy, Renaudin?
Entirely, my friend. I have no illusions.
Oh, the fantasies I will weave about you, Renaudin. You can't imagine.
Well, you can't be that bloody boneless getting yourself on my poster.
I beg your pardon?
Jeanne Avril's got the next one. The cow won't have you on hers. You steal half my poster, you dance with me every night. You never see me otherwise. Not a bloody word. You never ask me out, a drink or nothing. I mean, I've even seen you bandying about my garter with that god-awful fish friend of yours. It's a pitch, a right pitch. Why don't you ask me out?
Why not?
You're a weird bugger. Pissing rich, I hope.
Why, Oh, very much so.
Come on, Lou. Tonight, Valentin.
Yes?
With Lamome. Lamome Fromage. If you want to take me out, you take both of us, you see? Let's get it straight.
Oh, both of you. Yes.
The Rat Moor. Been there?
No.
You're happy here, aren't you?
Pissingly so.
Chacun a son goût, each to his own. One adores what the other hates. Cyrano loved his Roxanne. Beauty and the Beast were mates. One accepts what someone else rejects. It's the same everywhere, I bet. Chacun a son goût, there's no doubt. Chacun a son goût. At the concert, at the opera, no one ever can agree. He prefers Assyria, she calls for a comedy. One accepts what someone else rejects. It's the same everywhere, I bet. Chacun a son goût, there's no doubt. Chacun a son goût.
She thinks she's a vet. And hold a poker to her, except she said screw. You're a gawk, Valentin. Skin and bloody bone merchant.
I'm rather...
Take the notice. It's all a joke to you, rich lords, isn't it? Again. I know Ziedler doesn't pay you. If this lark fails, what do? You sit back on your ass, you live on your savings until you come up with another bloody jewel. If this falls through for me, I'm back scrubbing sodding knickers and vests. So I'll have another bottle of champagne while the going's good. We will have another bottle of champagne, Lou. Thank you, Valentin. It's all right, Lou. We'll drink and we'll eat while I can still put my foot up to my nose at the world, eh?
Well, it's the same everywhere I bet.
What do you do when there's nothing you can do or want to do?
Then you look back on all this.
Till you drop dead?
Yes.
Ziedler's given have reeled the next pissing poster. Crazy Jane, thin as a rake, thin as a blade of grass. I'm fat. Look, I can't stop it. I can't help it. Look, 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 a punch bag. Punch bag, punch bag. Come on, Boneless, order some more champagne, you silly old tart.
Shut your asshole, go.
He's drawn out anything and everything. You can see, look at his accounts.
Please.
Even then, it's not much. It can't last him long, the way he's going.
Is he still sleeping here?
Now and then. Only when he wants an early night, it seems to me. It's no good saying anything.
Well, that money's nothing. There's not enough there to pay hotel bills. Where is he staying?
The office? Some use at last. Who would have thought that? Eh, Valentin?
Goujon.
What's the matter?
Goujon. Monsieur Goujon's not at his table.
He hasn't been here all week, haven't you noticed?
No, it's extraordinary.
Not since his wife died.
What?
Somebody told her that he had a mistress and she killed herself.
What? No. Oh, no. Goujon! Monsieur Goujon!
Oh, my good fellow. It's me, Renaudin, Valentin Renaudin.
Who are you?
I, Renaudin, Valentin Renaudin, the Moulin Rouge. The Moulin Rouge.
Please, I beg of you, monsieur, to leave me alone. I don't know who you are, nor what you're talking about. Other worlds, other places. Dolly.
All I said was, if you're dancing with me, you bloody well smile. What's wrong with that? Does he think I feel like dancing every night and having to look as if I enjoy it? We're not a double axe. Sad things happen in my life. Sad things happen to my friends. A fishmonger's dead.
A fishmonger's wife?
Well, a fishmonger's wife. Oh, God. We all have a life outside here, and it's not all can-cans. As you well know.
What's that supposed to mean?
Carriage for you, Lou!
Right. Oh, forget I said anything. Anyway, I told him, so he won't do it again.
Where are we going?
I'm going out.
You're going out?
Yes.
Where to?
Does it matter? I don't know. Fireworks.
Aren't I coming?
No. I want to be by myself. Or maybe not by myself, I don't know.
What time will you be home?
Depends.
Oh.
Clubs. You don't like them. Fun. I'll go out with Boneless. He might invite you home for a cognac. Find fun for yourself. I'm sorry. I need a laugh with somebody I don't know and who doesn't know me. Oh, don't worry. It's all right. Don't be hurt. I'll see you sometime tomorrow.
Lou?
It's not Lou. It's La Môme.
Oh, sorry. Waiting for her.
She's gone.
Oh.
Why?
Well, Valentin. He's in the garden. He wanted a word with her.
I'll see what he wants.
Wanted to apologise, that's all. Apologise.
You don't have to apologise for anything, Valentin.
Well, I was a little upset. This fellow Goujon...
You mustn't take too much notice of what Lou says. She... Well, she doesn't mean half the things she says.
It's the old way of thinking. Another life pushing in. I have to get rid of it. And I will. I have to change.
I hope not, Valentin.
Really? I'm seeing Ziedler tomorrow.
Oh, please. Oh, God. I curdle when you do that.
What?
Crack your fingers.
Oh.
What do you do when you're not here, Valentin? We know nothing. What's your real name? Will you take me for a meal?
Yes. Not this evening. I have to, perhaps tomorrow. After I've seen Ziedler.
It's a fun life, Valentin.
Have to look up now, Mo.
Oh, yes.
Night, Mo.
Isn't it?
I don't pay male dancers, Valentin. Whoever told you I did is wrong. The people who come here pay to see... Well, you know what they pay to see. You're an intelligent man. A rat more might pay a male dancer, but he'd have to have a different talent to yours.
A thought, monsieur, just a thought.
We have a man here next week, plays the flute through the seat of his pants, blows out the footlights at 8 paces, with a promise that there's no aroma. For that I pay, for that my customers pay. Male dancers, I could take you out on the boulevard now and show you 10 times that number, who'd pay me to let them dance here with a regular spot like you have. One more thing, a tip for you, Renata. You're here for yourself. It's no good. You enjoy your performance too much. You can't self-indulge, not if you want to last. People must be entertained. You're a clerk who fancies the dance. Well, I say, fair enough. There's nothing wrong with that, but clerk by day, dance by night. That's what I'm saying to you, as a man who's been this side of the business for some 38 years.
I see.
Well, you're an intelligent person. Boom, boom.
What to do, Valentin? A last cigar on the office floor? A last splurge of champagne? Oh, what to do?
Why didn't you say you had no lousy money?
Wasn't the way. It had to be a lifetime.
I've lost 8.5 pounds. Can you tell?
Hardly pissing see you.
Come on, Lou! Are we eating?
Go on, I'll join you. See you tomorrow, Boneless. Good night, Gerard.
Good night, Lou.
Hey, Boneless. I am eating. That's the writing on my wall. Look, my red heart, Valentin, just for you. Whoa!
And 7 is 98, and 5 is 103, and 14...
See to that, would you, Valentine? As soon as you can.
117, and 4 is, and 15 is, and 6, and 7, and 35, and...
Stephen Thorne, Celine, Margareta Scott, and Louise Weber, Francis Barber. La Môme Fromage, Sylvester Latouzel, Ziedler, Norman Jones, Olaire, Carlos Douglas, Monsieur Goujon, Michael Graham Cox, Madame Goujon, Anna Cropper. Théo Renaudin, Geoffrey Whitehead, Michel, Brian Miller, Georges Tabar, David Gouge, Adele, Sue Broomfield, May Belfort, and Marcel, Marcia King, Didysus and Nini, Alice Arnold, Gerard, John Bull, Annie, Joe Kendall. Music by Stephen Warbeck. Posters is written by John Peacock and directed by Jane Morgan.